This is The Spot, a BYU Idaho radio production where we talk about what you're talking about here at BYU Idaho. Today's hosts are myself, Blake Michael, Dal Araujo, and Daniel Allen. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho radio or the university and are solely the opinions of the hosts.
Hey everybody, so today we have a really interesting topic for our podcast, and it's something that I've personally been looking forward for a while. I don't know that I can say the same about Blake and Daniel, but today we're going to be talking about how to find your passion, you know, like how to find your passion, why we should find your passion, like the benefits. We had an interview with one of our faculty members here at BYU Idaho, and there's some really interesting insights that I am looking forward to share with you guys, even on the spiritual side of things, actually, some things that I had never actually thought about before planning this podcast, but this is what we're going to be talking about today. And in preparation for this episode, we watched a few videos. Some of them were motivational stuff. Some of them were just general, you know, ideas on how to find your passion. And I have a feeling that Blake really wants to share with us how he feels.
So I had different feelings about different ones. You had us watch quite a few different ones by that guy, Gary V.
Gary V. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was, I respect people who, you know, really get into the whole, you know, kind of motivational speaker whole vibe, but I just can't get much from it personally. Like, really, it just, whenever I'm hearing motivational speakers, I'm mostly just hearing people talk about these abstract concepts that ultimately feel like they're meaningless to me. And yeah. No, I don't know. So with him, you know, he frustrated me. Mm-hmm. But then there was that one bit that you had shown us with the what would you do if money were no object, mm-hmm. Concerning what you were to be doing with your life. Mm-hmm. And that one, actually, I was like, okay, I can see where this one's coming from, because it was a lot more kind of focused in a way.
Yeah.
With a lot of Gary Vee, it almost seemed like a little too nebulous to really even, I don't know, it's difficult to pull much from it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, like, he is a guy that you've watched a lot to really pull a lot from. So, like, what are some things that you really, I guess, take from that?
I think my number one thing, I've actually had the chance to meet Gary Vee last year at a conference in Vegas. He's a big guy when it comes to marketing and social media. And one of his biggest things is you have to find happiness in what you're doing. And I think it's, these days is difficult. Like, there's all that pressure of you got to make money and this and that. But I think not everybody wants to be a millionaire, and that's okay. You know, I think we need to understand that. And, but I really love how he's really big on branding, and how if find what you're good at and just hone in on it. And that's how you can really be successful. And I really like that, because so my dad is a lawyer, right? And growing up, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to law school and I wanted to be a judge. Like, if you could travel back in time and meet little Dal, she would be reading like Brazilian law at age 10. Like, I'm pretty well versed at Brazilian law. Because that's what I want to do. And I saw my dad, he was a lawyer, and it was so exciting, and I loved it. And I still do. I think that law and all those things are very interesting. And then I started learning like English, and that's when everything changed for me. That's when I was like, wow, I really like you know, speaking a different language. That's so interesting how different people can speak differently, right? So for a second there, I wanted to go into translation. That's what I wanted to do when I came to school here. That was my goal, to become like a translator, for lack of a better word, but somebody that is, you know, proficient in translation. And then I took a class with a brother, Gentry, basic writing. And it's just really simple writing stuff. And I don't consider myself a creative person. I want to say that. I don't think I'm very creative. But I loved the idea of being able to build on something, you know? So while I don't think I can create anything out of thin air, I think I saw this in a TED Talk once. The guy said, when you steal from one person, it's plagiarism. But when you steal from a lot of people, it's research, right? So I started becoming fascinated with that, and like really creating things, like transforming things, really. And I think that's kind of like how my journey has been. I'm currently like a communication major with social media emphasis. And I like the idea of creating things that will help people find themselves, you know. I don't even know if that makes any sense, but it took a while. Like I went from like a static, gonna become a lawyer, judge type of stuff, to now I love creating content that will help people be happier and better. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense.
No, like that definitely is kind of along the lines of the sort of message that Gary Vee was sort of all about. And I have to say, there were some merits to what he was talking about that I actually kind of saw the value in. Like he was talking a lot about trying to build self-awareness and how that can really help you to know what it is that kind of makes you tick. And from there, you can use that as kind of a jumping off point into, you know, what you would actually like to do for a living, or at least, you know, just to try and find joy in your life. Because sometimes I don't necessarily think that everything that brings joy into your life is the number one thing that you should really be, you know, trying to like monetize or whatever. I think there are different types of passions that kind of go along there. But
yeah.
I think if you can find something that you enjoy, that's really important. But I think you also need to find something that you can be good at and enjoy.
Yeah, something that's sustainable.
Yeah, one of my professors was fond of saying, find your superpower. So you'd find something that you can specialize in and get really good at, and then they'll pay you for it, and they'll pay you well. And if you do that with something you enjoy, and then the real secret to that is you can learn to do anything really well with enough practice. That doesn't mean it's always worth it to go out and practice enough to be able to do something for a career. But if you love something enough, it's worth shooting to do, if nothing else, for fun. And getting good at it is rewarding in and of itself.
I think the reason why I love this topic, it's because, so in the interview that we have with Brother Haki, who is the head of the presentation center here at BYU Idaho, he talks about finding a personal connection with something. And I guess I never thought about finding my passion as in finding a personal connection, you know? And the only way to get there is to, like, as simple and cliche and cheesy as this sounds, there's no way that you will find like what you're looking for. Even if you don't know what you're looking for, is you have to put yourself out there until you find that connection, you know, like whatever it is. Like for me currently, I'm like obsessed with like calligraphy, and I've been trying to learn, and by no means I have any talent. Like I really just, it's not good, but I love the idea of learning, you know, of like going from this is a terrible handwriting to, hey, I can read that.
Yeah. No, so my mom oftentimes will talk about how what we eventually should try to aim to do in our lives, like, often tends to be the sort of things that we tend to just sort of gravitate toward. Mm-hmm. So in recent years, so I'm an English major, right? And I've been thinking a lot about what exactly I want to teach, like specifically within the realm of English. So, you know, I came back from my mission and my first thought for a long time was like, oh yeah, now I definitely want to be a middle school teacher. I want to be a high school teacher. And I actually worked as a substitute teacher for a bit of time and I enjoyed it. But I think that there is a part of me that also like really wants to go into higher education, you know, teaching, you know, college kids. And then of course, you know, if you wind up doing like a college English degree, you know, if you get your master's in English, like it's important to have like a specific focus.
Yeah.
And so recently I've been getting really into, you know, like the history and like the merits of like comic books and graphic novels. Mm-hmm. And that has been something that I've been, so recently, just today, I was actually talking with one of my professors about what I might need to do to be able to kind of take that course of action. And that really just kind of spawned from like this really huge desire in myself as a kid to read as many comic books as I could. Mm-hmm. And I guess I realized that there's like that part of like my childhood brain that is still in me that like still wants to go into that in a way. I don't know if that's related.
Yeah, 100%. It makes sense. And I think, and that's it. Like, I think that's how you find, I don't know, like find yourself, find who you are, whatever way we want to put this, is really like, you have to try. And I think it comes easier for some people than others, right? Some people are just like, I don't know, born with a natural talent of drawing, right? Some people are just talented that way and they can draw and they become illustrators or whatever, but other people don't. But I think it's in the doing that you really become not just like an expert, but you really come to love it. I read this quote yesterday, I think, that said that we usually care for the things that we love. You can also come to love the things that you care for.
Yeah.
Which I was like, wait, how does that work? So if you like really, and even if it's something that doesn't come naturally to you, if you care for it and you work on it hard enough, you not only come to love, but you become good at it. There's no like, with any skill, I think in life, it's the work that you put in day in and day out that really puts that at a difference.
Right. It's that kind of like principle of like, you know, we tend to do what we like habitually think and we eventually become what we habitually do.
Yeah.
That same sort of principle.
I have a friend who I watched, I've known him since we were in fifth grade. And he really, really loves art. I mean, he grew up drawing. And I remember in fifth grade, his drawings, while impressive for a fifth grader, they really lacked life. So they were really exact and specific. Like he was good at making the motions. Mm-hmm. He was good at making the shapes and you would know what it was, but it lacked that spark that some of the more professional and experienced artists are able to give their drawings, that life. Well, I look at him now and I know his habits. He's been drawing because he loves it. He's been drawing like more than your average working hours per day on average. It's really insane the amount of work he's put into it. And he's now working professionally as an illustrator on comic books, which is really, really cool. But it took him a very long time to get there. I think we were 26 or 27 when he finally was able to get an actual professional job that wasn't just selling his own products, you know, for commissions or at Comic-Con, you know? Mm-hmm. But if you could see his drawings now, they are really, they're fantastic. They're beautiful and they have life in them. They have aspects that when he first developed a passion for it and started practicing, he couldn't have even begun to reach those heights. Yeah. But with practice and love and care, he's reached where he wants to be, and he has further goals from here.
Yeah, and I think that's and I don't know that we can pinpoint an exact map of how to find your passion, right? It's different for each person. But the one thing that, if we can hear, Brother Haki talks about it again, is you have to experiment things and you have to step outside your comfort. And one of the videos that we watched was that one that you mentioned, what would you do if money were no object?
Right.
And that, what I really love about that video is that idea of I think it's halfway point when he's like, well, I would like to, be a poet or a painter or ride horses, but everybody knows you can't make money with that. Right. And that kind of just always hits me at my core, because it's like we're growing older and we're making these decisions of you got to make a grown-up decision, get a real job and do this and that. But what's a real job in 2020? I know people that stream video games, they're making $500,000 a year. 10 years ago, that would have not been considered a new job, a proper job, right? I know people.
You would have just potentially played video games while your friends were over. And that was a hobby that you did after school, maybe.
Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of the world that we live in today. Yes, there are certain professions that I don't know that they will ever change, like doctors, lawyers, teachers, right? Those fundamental professions that really give us the foundation to do whatever else we want. And maybe that's kind of circling back to a couple of those Gary Vee videos. The way that today's world is, you could make a living playing video games on Facebook. Or what's the name of that kid? There's a kid on YouTube that I'm pretty sure makes about $2 million a month. Just rating toys.
Toys or whatever. Yeah. I know that they have products that are based off of just his personality that you can buy at Walmart, which I remember when I came back from my mission, I saw that. I was like, this feels like apocalyptic situation. I don't know why.
Yeah.
not enough.
So I think a lot of bizarre. That is trying, right? You got to try new things, and maybe something you like is unconventional, but that doesn't mean that you should not pursue it, right? Because the chances are, if you like something, there's people out there that also like the same thing.
Not everything that maybe we have a passion about necessarily needs to be monetized. Because I think there's some things that... I don't know. They're fun in their own little corners.
If you really are passionate about it, you don't need to be paid for it to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound really dumb, so don't judge me, right?
Go for it.
I got really into just Dungeons and Dragons, building a world for Dungeons and Dragons. I was listening to a couple of podcasts where they play D&D. So I started building my own world for Dungeons and Dragons, and I started designing a map of the continents, and it got to be a really big old. I spent hundreds of dollars on materials both to build it and also to have examples of what the official content is. I bought the entire library, the whole library of current D&D 5th edition stuff. Ridiculous. I spent a lot of money, but I can say that I haven't regretted it. And it has become a little bit less of a passion project as I now have a D&D group that I'm DMing for, and I actually have to create content to have a game ready for them.
Do I get that?
Right. But that being said, it started out as just something that I loved it enough to spend a lot of money on it, even though I was getting zero return, nothing except for just personal enjoyment. And that was so satisfying and still is. I still go through and just create stuff now and again for that because it's fun.
I really think that properly researching things and really burrowing into the interests that we have, you know, learning the different ways to be able to tackle a topic, and learning how we can, I guess, sort of apply ourselves to them, really can help us to kind of know what it is that we want to get into concerning it. Does that make sense?
100%. And I think here's the thing. Maybe we have this idea, right, that we like something. Like, for example, part of me really likes writing.
Yeah.
And I took a couple of creative writing classes here at school, and I loved it. But I didn't love enough to continue to pursue it, because there's a lot of research that goes into it. And as I started doing that research for the class, I started to realize, you know what? I like doing this, but I don't love it as much for me to go ahead and like search it, you know? I like it just enough, a little bit less than a hobby, you know, but, and I think I only found that out because this class I took was creative writing that I didn't need to take, right? But I was like, you know, I'm kind of on the fence with this whole writing thing. I think taking a creative writing could be helpful, right? And so I did, that's what I did. And that's how I was like, you know, kind of like writing, but not enough to pursue this. So I need to find something else. And there is no other way for you to find like stuff that you like unless you try it out. I think, you know, you talk to your friends, you talk to those that are wiser than you, right?
Well, if you're looking for your passions, you know, there are some options even here at school.
Yeah, that's true.
For example, there's a class, it's GS100. It's Career Exploration. And that one is actually really cool. I took it on a whim, and you get to take like 4 different tests just to like see kind of what you have a knack for and what might be, you know, fun for you to try out. And so they do everything from interests to skills to all of those things. And it's really, really fun. It's a 1-credit class, and I highly recommend it to anyone who really does want to find their passion or what they're good at. So a story then from my life, as you two know, and the audience may not, I'm 30 and I'm graduating this semester. So I took a long, slow process to graduation, and actually—
Hey, you're young, man. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
I started out at Idaho State University, and I took quite a few courses with music as my minor. And I was very seriously considering taking voice lessons. I'd been in choir since forever and a day. So I knew I loved to sing, and I wanted to try into that music minor. And I tried it, and I couldn't handle the music history. I loved to sing. The music history was painful. I didn't enjoy it. I'm just not good at history. And I went through a couple of different phases, and then I went on my mission, and then I came back, and I came to BYUI, and I started out in programming, of all things, computer science. I learned C++, and I learned, you know, some programming languages, and I realized that while I enjoyed it, I didn't enjoy it enough to make a career out of it. So same sort of scenario, didn't enjoy it enough to keep it. So I switched, and I switched to English. And while I was in English, as an English major, I also took a Spanish for Return Missionaries classes and did some more exploring. And then I finally moved to communications. And I finally chose communications for personal betterment, not even because of passion necessarily. And I thought there would be more interpersonal classes. There weren't, but that's okay. I've learned to really enjoy what I have here. And in my time as a communications major, I found that what I liked was the planning of budgets and things for projects such as campaigns. So like picking a medium, doing some research to find out who our target audience is and what the, you know, what's their age and gender and where do they live? And then figuring out how much money to put into what different mediums and what mediums are going to contact them the best. I learned a bunch of this stuff and found that essentially that I have an enjoyment of and a knack for statistics, which has led me to turn into things like Google Analytics and Adobe Analytics. And all of the things that I've done have kind of wrapped up into this. I do analytics and tech on the side of communications, and it's really weird. but it took a lot of experience to find out what I wanted. And I don't feel like I've ever made any wrong decision there.
Hmm. Yeah. I think I love that you shared that, Daniel, because, and I genuinely meant it when I said that you were young, because I think it's so, like, we what, finished high school 17, 18, right? So the normal age.
I mean, I was 19, but.
Yeah, 17, 18, 19. Yeah. And we're expected to somehow know what we want to do for the rest of our lives. Like, 2 months ago, I had to ask somebody if I could go to the bathroom. Now I got to make this huge decision. So I think it's so important to know, like you said, some, you know, you had to take all that journey to find out that, you know, you really dig statistics, and that's okay. But the thing is, if you had never tried, right? If you had just been like, oh, I don't know what I want to do, and just never tried anything, you wouldn't have gotten there anyways.
Yeah.
I would have gotten nowhere fast. I'd be a very bored blob of boring at home. And I'm really glad that I did do all that. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah, the willingness to try on several hats really enables us to know which one fits best.
So as we're going to share now a piece of, so Brother Haki shares with us his story, his journey of how he got where he is. And I think that's really interesting. I think we should listen to it.
First of all, as a student, I took teachers. I didn't take classes. I heard they were a great teacher and they're entertaining and they learned a lot. And so I'd take that teacher. And it's kind of backwards. It wasn't until the, I can't remember, the advising office called me and they said, hey, you need to graduate. Come in, we need to meet. And so they said, listen, you've got too many credits. You've got to graduate. And it looks like you're going to graduate with communications with an emphasis in PE, leadership, and social work. I was like, okay, that sounds good. And because I just loved learning and that process. But what that did for me is I kind of had to react, which isn't what I would suggest. It's like, okay, I guess I graduated as a communication major. What do I want to do with that? I could try a radio station. I could try this. Maybe I'll go back to school. And since I got my degree in undergrad as a communication major, maybe I'll do that for my graduate school. And so I did that. And but, you know, I'm prayerful the whole way, but I'm kind of reacting to things. And I think Heavenly Father knew that's who I was, because I had to learn a little bit more with following the Spirit. Eventually, which led to my wife, which was an answer to prayer, which led me to what I did for work, which led me down. I ended up getting my degree in communication theory, which was a mistake because I was supposed to get it in filmmaking and marketing and stuff like that. But when I went to the university, because I was taking, just kind of reacting, I went to take all the classes I needed to, and they're like, oh, we don't offer those classes. That's only for undergrad. You have to take these classes. So I was like, oh, great. And so I was like, all right. And so they tailored some classes so I could do what I wanted to, but I ended up getting my master's degree in communication theory. Then I went to work for a few places. And then when the opportunity came for BYU Idaho, it was interesting because they needed a professor that got their degree in communication theory, and then everything kind of lined up. I was like, but I didn't want to get that, but by just trying to do what's right, and the Lord just kind of led me where I needed to go. And so when I got the job, I got it for public speaking, communication theory, and what I needed to do with my life skills classes that I teach. And so the Lord knows what's best for you, even if you don't know. So just keep doing what's right, prayerful, try to just keep going. And then all of a sudden the Lord will say, this is what you need to do. And it ended up being my dream job, exactly where I need to go, which turns out to be my exact passion that I wanted in life.
God knows where you get at, and He knows your potential. So if you don't have any idea, maybe lean on Him. And I don't know if we want to get too spiritual, but I thought that was really cool, because I had never thought about asking Heavenly Father help.
To even, yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't have been here without a little bit of divine push, if I'm honest. I had determined on my mission that I was never going to touch BYUI. It wasn't even going to be an option. I didn't want to do it. I had essentially outright refused. And then, you know, I'd been praying about where to go and what to do, and I hadn't gotten any concrete answers. And I went to a fireside, and sometime in the middle of the talk, the spirit just like cut in and was like, "Oh yeah, and you're going to BYUI." And I was like, And he's like, "Yeah, you are." And I was like, "Do I have to?" So I came here, and I can't say I regret it.
But yeah, that's what we have for you guys today. This has been a lot of fun to talk about. Like we've said before, there's no secret sauce. You just got to put yourself out there. You got to keep trying. You got to keep doing. And you'll get there, you know, just like Daniel did, like Brother Hockey did, like Blake and I are. We are kind of getting there. Are we getting
there? We're kind of getting there.
We are getting there. And so will you too. So it's been great fun chatting with these guys about this. And what do we have for next week?
The discussion of old time favorite TV shows, cartoons, etc. Or, you know, current favorites as well.
It's going to be a nostalgia kick, and I'm looking forward to it.
You've been listening to The Spot, a production of BYU Idaho Radio. Today's hosts were Blake Michael, Dal Araujo, and Daniel Allen. The views and opinions of this podcast are not that of BYU Idaho Radio or the university, and are solely the opinions of the hosts. This episode was edited by Dal Araujo. Producers were the hosts, with supervision by Brandon Isle. Our theme music was Finding Happiness by DJ Quads and The Perpetual Ticking of Time by Artificial Music. To listen to more episodes of The Spot, like and follow us on social media, or visit our website, BYUIdahoRadio.org, and click podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to The Spot on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or wherever you get podcasts, and leave a comment on what you think we should talk about next.